Finance and Economics.
Banking for immigrants. Far-sighted. Catering to foreign-born customers is a growing niche in finance.
Most banks wouldn't lend to Roberta. She arrived in New York from Mexico with papers but no credit history. But Neighbourhood Trust Federal Credit Union, which specialises in lending to immigrants, gave her advice and a $2,000 loan. She started out selling Mexican food from a cart. She now runs a food truck, employs 5 people and has plans to expand. Many immigrants like Roberta want to save or start a business, but they struggle to get finance. In America, 23% of households headed by a non-citizen and 35% of households where only Spanish is spoken have no bank accounts, compared with 8% for the population as a whole. There are multiple barriers, not just low incomes, which make it hard to meet minimum balance requirements, but also trouble with language, identification and trust. Neighbourhood Trust is trying to change that. More than half its members are Latino, largely from the Dominican Republic, and many are undocumented. Most of the staff are themselves immigrants and know their members well. They visit borrowers' businesses often and offer workshops on financial literacy. The hands-on approach keeps default rates low. Other financial firms in both America and Europe are also finding new ways to serve immigrants. Some are like Neighbourhood Trust, small and community-minded. Others are startups hoping for big profits. Oportun is a good example. The American lender has made loans of $1.9 billion since 2006, mostly to Latinos, using big data and clever algorithms to lend to those without a credit history. These firms have several tactics in common. The first is to make it easy to open an account, a process that is often unnecessarily slow and intimidating. Monese, a startup based in London, allows European migrants to open an account by phone with just a photo of a passport and a selfie. A second shared tactic is to make life easier for those, such as illegal immigrants, who may struggle to prove their identity. Banks can be fussy. In one survey, half of unbanked Mexican immigrants in New York said a lack of documentation prevented them opening an account. But many American banks will accept taxpayer identification numbers and consular ID cards, which can be obtained irrespective of immigration status. In New York, 12 financial firms, including Neighbourhood Trust, accept a new card launched by the city government to help undocumented migrants access services, though no big banks do. Third, instead of waiting for immigrants to come knocking, these firms seek them out. Oportun, for instance, has branches inside shops in Latino neighborhoods. Mission Asset Fund, a Californian non-profit group, assists informal savings groups in immigrant communities. As members make small, regular payments into a common pot from which they take turns to borrow, they are also able to develop a formal credit history. A final tactic is to tailor services to meet the particular needs of migrants. Extrabanca in Italy explicitly markets itself as a bank for immigrants. Many of its customers are from China, the Philippines and Eastern Europe. It helps them deal with the red tape involved in renting a house or starting a business. Many American credit unions offer citizenship loans to cover the costs of naturalization. Some offer illegal immigrants loans to pay the fees for amnesty schemes. Larger banks can be put off, at least in part, by regulation. Many have stopped offering international transfers in response to tighter rules on money laundering and terrorist financing. In Britain, new laws bar banks from opening accounts for illegal immigrants. But some big banks are catching on. Scotiabank in Canada allows Chinese migrants to start opening an account before leaving home through a partnership with 3 banks in China. Deutsche Bank woos Turkish customers in Germany with a service called Bankomats, Our Bank, which offers bilingual tellers free withdrawals at ATMs in Turkey and 5 free transfers to Turkey each year. Catering to immigrants can be profitable in the long run, suggests Sharif Melis of Novantas, a consultancy. Banks can win customers who will be loyal for years to come. As Rafael Mongeputaro, the boss of Neighbourhood Trust, says of Roberta, "We trust her and she trusts us."